With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. In July 2013, Ronald Ray Fisher ran a stop sign in Charles Mix County, drove at highway speeds into a parking lot, and killed two employees of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Today, the South Dakota Supreme Court heard oral arguments about whether law officers erred in not getting a search warrant before drawing Fisher's blood. Defense attorney Timothy Whalen tells justices that there are just a few circumstances under which law officers can take blood without a warrant.
We're required to examine what the officers knew, and the standard is whether the police officers, under the facts as they knew them at the time, would reasonably have believed that delay in procuring a search warrant would gravely endanger life, greatly enhance the likelihood of escape, or lead to the destruction of evidence.
But Assistant Attorney General Kelly Marnett says the crime scene was hectic. Officers had to interview witnesses and assist in extricating Fisher from behind the wheel of his van. She says because Fisher was airlifted to Sioux Falls for medical treatment, officers had to act fast to draw his blood for evidence. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has done extensive coverage of U.S. and state Supreme Court decisions regarding the constitutionality of warrantless blood draws. Links to that coverage can be found online at our website at sdpb.org. State Representative Dan Kaiser will miss parts of this year's legislative session to take care of an ill child. Kaiser's 5-year-old son Jackson was diagnosed with leukemia this month. Kaiser says he will follow the session through the internet and attend meetings as he can. Kaiser says he'll be able to study bills and cast informed votes when he can make it to the Capitol. The Aberdeen representative says the type of leukemia his son has is treatable and that his son is in good spirits. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the east, lows in the upper teens to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow likely in the west and in the northeast, increasing clouds southeast, breezy in the west and in the central.